Blog Talk Radio.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love. Purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this place.
Let your all consuming fire. Yeah. Yeah.
Purify our hearts.
Surround us. Let's ask for the rain tonight. Let's ask for the rain. Say rain.
Natural.
just lift that hand and
we see your glory. We see your glory, Lord. You're high and you're lifted up. And your train fills the temple. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Oh, we worship you. Oh, we bow down in your presence as the angels do, and we cry, holy, 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 holy. We see your glory. Let it be revealed. I do. Let it be revealed. Show yourself. We want to really, really, really know you, Lord. So we worship. Oh, we worship your majesty, dominion, power, it belongs to you, Jesus.
Oh, we bless you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Amen.
We are listening.
Hallelujah.
To your name, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bow down before you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're worthy, Lord Jesus. We just bow down before you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, God. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Lay at your feet right now, Lord Jesus, Lord. We just touch the hem of your garment, Heavenly Father God. We break through all our infirmities. We break through all our circumstances. We break through our situations. And, Lord, we just reach up and touch the hem of your garment right now, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
I need a breakthrough today, Lord Jesus. I need to get through some, Lord Jesus. I have some obstacles before me today, Lord Jesus.
Touch him, Lord Jesus.
I need to reach through, Lord. I gotta fight my way, Lord. I got to get through, Lord. I just want to touch the hem. Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You make me going through something today. You may be having a bad week, and it's some things and some obstacles, some situations, some stuff may have come before you, and I just connect with you today, and I pray with you that you just break through all of those things, and you just reach and you grab and you fight and you pull and you push and you grab hold to him of Jesus. Just touch his garment today because we require, we need, we to move in different directions. So we need him today. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Worship you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. You. Count your word, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's none left, Lord. Hallelujah. We just bless you today.
Hey.
Yeah, we're going to open up with the word of prayer. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, we come to you today, Almighty God, giving you thanks, giving you praise, Lord Jesus. God, we ask you to forgive us for anything that we've said wrong. Forgive us for things that we've done wrong. Forgive us for things that we thought wrong, Almighty God. God, we ask that you will forgive us, Lord, and that you will cleanse us with your blood, that you will cover us with your blood in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray today that you will cleanse us from all unholiness and all unrighteousness in the precious mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you would save us from ourselves, deliver us from evil, God, in the precious mighty name of Jesus. God, ask that you would look beyond our faults today and that you would see our needs, Lord, and that you would count us worthy in the precious mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your goodness on today. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercies, Almighty God. God, we ask that you would go before the speaker today, Almighty God, that you would use him, Lord Jesus, for your glory, Almighty God, in the precious mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you would bless the hearers on today, Almighty God. Lord, help us not to just be hearers of your word, Almighty God, but doers of your word in the precious mighty name of Jesus. God, give us a heart to receive today in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against every demon and every devil that will try to come against this service today in the mighty name of Jesus, and we come to render you powerless on every hand in the mighty name of Jesus. We counsel the assignment of a witch, a warlock, a Satanist, a Satarian curse, a root curse, a voodoo curse, any spoken curses, any written curses, and any object. Today we come to reverse curse and we come to send it back to the demon that brought it in the first place, and we command that demon to be bound to a dry inhabited place in the precious mighty name of Jesus. Devil, you've already been today and your works are void and of no effect, and we come to render you powerless on every hand in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you would touch the man of God today, Lord Jesus. We ask that you, Almighty God, would anoint him, Lord, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Almighty God. And Lord, we ask that you would count him worthy today, Almighty God, that you would meet his every need, God. You said that you would supply our needs according to your riches and glory, Almighty God, and I'm asking you to meet every need, Almighty God, with nothing missing, nothing broken in the precious mighty name of Jesus. God, I'm asking you to forget not his labors of love, but count him worthy today, Jesus. Count him worthy, Almighty God. Send forth a great deliverance in his life, Almighty God. Total restoration, give him new life in every bad situation in the precious mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for miracles being performed today on the man of God. Miracles being performed today. Precious mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for giving them favor with man, Almighty God. We thank you, Almighty God, for opening doors that man can, Almighty God. We thank you for closing all those old doors, Almighty God, never to be reopened in the precious mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing right now, Almighty God. We appreciate you for what you're doing right now, Almighty God. We thank you for doing great things in his life, God. We thank you for his faithfulness, Almighty God. We thank you, Almighty God, for blessing him. Where we could even think or ask, God, in the precious mighty name of Jesus. God, you told us in your word, Almighty God, you said whatsoever thing we desire when we pray, you told us to believe it and we shall receive it, God, and we thank you for bringing these things to pass today in the precious mighty name of Jesus. And we know that it is so, devil, in the mighty name of Jesus. It is so. It is so in the mighty name of Jesus. It is so. And we thank you for it being so, God. We thank you for these prayers going places that we can't go and reaching heights that we don't even see, God. We thank you for being a prayer answering God. Oh, we'll be so careful to forever give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, for we know that you're worthy of all things this day. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you don't have a need today, glory to God, I don't think you should even be here. All of us have needs. All of us have challenges. All of us have situations. Hallelujah. All of us are looking to Jesus for change. Amen. And as we've been expounding on this topic this week, dying to live. But today we have our provoked tribes pastor with us today. None other than Pastor Edward Hamilton of Provoked to Purpose Ministries there in Houston, Texas, a man of God that have been faithfully coming on this line, ministering this word. He was out for about 2 months, but I thank God that he came back with a stronger determination, with more fire, amen, and Holy Ghost fire, hallelujah. Yes. We've seen God work on in his life. We've seen the miracles, hallelujah, and we're just looking for God to continue to strengthen him as he go forward, amen. So we're just happy and elated that he's back with New Destiny Ministries on Provoked Fridays. And with no further ado, we'd like to turn the remainder of this segment over into the capable, anointed hands of our Provoked Fridays pastor, Pastor Edward Hamilton. God bless you, man of God. We love you.
God bless you, woman of God. Family, you know that you're loved and appreciated. Family, you know that you're
you know that you're honored in the eyesight of God because of your faithfulness. And I just lift your hands right now. Just get in your own little space. I know this has just been so heavy on my heart through prayer all day. I've been in preparation for this challenge, this meeting, this gathering, this fellowship. But God is just putting on my heart right now that through the worship, everything must be key through the worship because it puts us in a submissive place with Jesus. And I just dare you right now just to lift a hand and just wave it from side to side and just give him every wave, just give him glory. Just worship him. Just thank him. Just love on him because there's nothing greater,
nothing greater,
more profound, nothing more valuable than this relationship with God. We have to, we must, it is imperative that we bond and we rely on him coming to reside in us. And we have to prepare. I've listened to several messages this week on the broadcast, and it is right in line with the principle of changing the way you think. Now, we were on principle one last week, and as we worship him right now, let's just remember that you got to let some stuff go. It may be immediate stuff. Yes, there's some things we need to work on systematically to remove out of our lives, and some things you just can't throw away because you have so many connections and not making excuses, but you have so many reliabilities on things that you would just have to be without to do with certain things. So we know that it takes a certain systematic time, but you may be in a situation that there are some things in your now that you can just get rid of and that you can utilize the power of the blood of Jesus and now illustrate that by using his name, there is power. There is authority, and there is the ability to do what God done. Not what he's going to do, but what he's done. So as we worship him today, I dare you, I dare you, I dare you. Before we take this next step to the next in the challenge, that I dare you to let it go. I dare you to go ahead and kill that thing. The man of God yesterday said that we have to get in a mindset of a funeral, that we have to dress ourselves in the procession clothes and in the funeral clothes and that we have to be ready to go to the graveyard and that we gotta take these things and that we have to by ourselves, now come on now, by ourselves we have to go and kill the things that are going to continue to hinder us from being what God wants us to be. Now we can talk about Provoke Friday, and we can talk about the Monday show, the Tuesday show, the Wednesday show, the Thursday show, and then we can still come around and listen, but if we do not activate the principles and the lessons that God is anointing us with, this is a time that God is speaking into the people of God that are willing, available, and ready to receive him. So I dare you today to take this word and activate it. Not just the word from today, but the word from all week. This word confirms itself. I mean, we're getting ready for a 6-hour vigil on the blog right now. I'm telling you, watch how God takes his word and runs it right along without us studying together. When we get in line with God's word, and we start to activate it. Now, remember that word, activate. When we start to activate his word in our lives, we can now join together in one accord. We can now sit down and talk the same language, and we can worship the same God, and we can be in agreement that when we say it's done, it's done. When we say it's finished because it's already been done. So as we worship you today, Lord, we die of self, Lord. We murder this old flesh, Lord, that we are systematically bound to be in. But while we're here, Lord, we ask you to take away the old desires, Lord. Today we ask you to kill the old flesh, Lord Jesus. We say that, Lord, that we are the anyone crowd. We are the 2 Corinthians 5:17, Lord, that we are the anyone crowd who is in you, Christ Jesus, and our old things have died and have been put behind us, and now the new things have become new. So we claim our newness in you today, Lord Jesus, by activating our faith in you. Lord, we love you today, Lord. So Lord, take it away. Every time or anything that is not in line with you, Lord Jesus, we just say, take it away. Even though it doesn't feel good, take it away. Even though it doesn't look like it should go, take it away. Even if our listening and our senses and our culture and authority and our intuition and our reasoning keeps on pulling us back, saying that this is where we should be, Lord, we say take it away because we want to step closer to you occupying our hedge. And Lord, we want to fortify this hedge of protection that has been prayed on and about us so many years. Lord, we want to now fortify this hedge with your word. And we want the strength of your anointing to be not on us, but to be completely around and about us. And Lord, we know that we've all fall short. We've all sinned and fell short of the glory of God. But Lord, we choose today not to fall. Lord, we choose today to allow you to be you in us as you would have us to be. And Lord, even if we make a small 0 to 5 seconds mistake, Lord, we ask for the consciousness in our thinking, Lord, as we're changing the way we think. Lord, we pray now that you will give us the right choice to make by the anointing and by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord. We just pray agreement right now, Lord. We pray over new destiny ministries, Lord, and the prophetic vision that you have set on that ministry. Lord, we're not going to go into what's been seen and how it's about to come together, Lord, but we just thank you ahead of time for what you're about to do in New Destiny Ministry, Lord, in Evangelist Bernard's life, Lord, in my sister Ruby's life, Lord, in all the laymen and the servants and the people that are connected, Lord. I just pray, Lord, right now that you just bless us. Understanding, Lord, I pray right now that you bless us with your divine spirit, Lord, of understanding, Lord. Lord, we desire your knowledge today, Lord, because we want to be prepared to do your will, to do your way, and to activate the word in our lives. We bless you today, Lord. We praise you today, Lord. We just love you, Lord. We love you. 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 And all these things we ask, Lord. All these things we ask in your son, Jesus' name. And we stand in agreement, Lord, that it's done, it's finished, it's complete. We're ready to go. Well, family, good afternoon. I already said it once, but you know you're loved and appreciated. You know you're highly esteemed and favored in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for those that are here. I thank God for you. We've never met personally, and we've never seen each other face to face, but you know, as we become Christ-like and having the mind of Christ in us and changing the way we think and getting away from the things of the flesh, we will now understand that you confirm the Spirit by the Spirit. So we've spent some spiritual time together that there's confirmation that we are family. There's confirmation that we have been called to be in this position right now. Not we might have missed it next week, or we might be complaining about last year, but in the right now, we are positioned to take this challenge together and allow God to open up our understanding. And if we had any kind of a mysterious way of looking at his word, that he would now show us that it's not mysterious, but it is miraculous. That as we get into the challenge and into the principles, that he will show us the letter, but through the Spirit, by seeing the principle right before us. I thank God for each and every one of you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I pray for you. And I am excited to be connected with you right now, going to the next level. That is sincere from my heart. And my true desire, which I believe, and I'm really getting into this understanding that you know, God's desire is God's desire. Sometimes when you hear God and you know it's from God, it may not work out in the physical. That does not negate or take away that was God's word. See, getting in order and getting in position to know where we stand and what we should be doing and how we should be acting, we now will get in line with God's word and see it happen in our lives. Now, last week, just a little recap, family. I hope you have your pens in your paper and you got your words sitting out there. I hope you've gotten in your nice, comfortable position. Or if you're as fired up as me, you're pacing the floor and you're touching the wall and you're praying over this and praying over that, and you're getting yourself ready to now go into a warrior mind state. Because we must fight. We must push. We must do something different than we did it yesterday, because maybe I'm only talking to me, but some things just have not worked that I tried. So today, if it didn't work yesterday for me, in my now, I got to try it a different way already. I can't linger in this new mind of Christ, because this new mind of Christ is a now mind. It's a live mind. It's a continual growing mind that will not do the same things over and over and over again. So as we look at our recap, we talked about last week having you remember your egg like circle going to the horizontal way. We talked about the things that lead us to making subconscious choices, because there's a war. Say that with me. There's a war between what? A war between the conscious, which we established last week, is the area where the kingdom of heaven can come and dwell in you, because Christ now lives in me. Now, when he lives in me, see, we have to get so excited to understand that God is so great that when God moves around, everything moves with God. God does not have to leave heaven in a different place and then go return to it, because he is God. There's nothing that everything follows God. So if God comes to dwell in you, believe me, he's bringing the whole package with him, and he's not leaving it somewhere else for it to just sit in dormancy, because God is alive and he's on a constant move and he's constantly creating and constantly blessing us. So when we receive him, hallelujah, now we receive everything. So now not only is God residing in me, but heaven is in me also. The angels are in me also. Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost is in me. And now there is a Holy Ghost party going on in me, because I have made myself, the man of God said it yesterday, I have made myself a living sacrifice that is holy and acceptable unto who? Not us, but unto him. So as we change the way we think, as we get more conscious-minded, remember, it's a war. It's a war, and because of sin and because of the situation between Adam and Eve, and that's a whole different story on how it happened, but we were now given the choice realm. So there's going to be a choice to always go left or to go right in your thinking. When you're making this, when decisions come, you can be prayed up and worded up and everything else, but your mind is always going to give you another choice. Do I go left? Do I go right? But when we get in the conscious mind of God, because now Christ's mind is in where? In us. Now it's our strength comes from him, because we have a what? A sound mind. The word says that greater is he where? In me than the evil that's in the world. So we want to take that world and exclude it out of our mind, out of our thinking. Remember that we were in the subconscious mind, we're led by the flesh. We identified that being led by the flesh is a faulty, unreliable, untrustworthy way about going through life. We then talked about the functions of the subconscious mind. Of number one, the number one attribute to us in our choice realm here on earth are our five senses. Most of us make decisions because of how it looks, smells, tastes, sounds, and feels. Out of those five realms right there, we make our decisions in life. Why do you eat that? It tastes good, but is it really good for you? Why do you listen to that? Man, that's sad. Man, that's hidden. But are you really paying attention to the words? And so our sense realm, which is the number one attribute to our choice realm, tells us how to do things over what it looks like, smells like, and that's faulty because it's that what we see through our physical five senses. And we make choices by what it looks like on the outside, not by what's on the inside. Then we talked about our culture and authority. Most of us do stuff because, and it's recap, you know, I know it may be repetitive, but we need to, this challenge needs to be completed. So we may repeat some things and go, but it is necessary that we be in line and stay on the same page. Because I could run through it in an hour and probably get it, but then where would I leave you? And that's not what God put us here. He put us here to be in line together. Not me jumping ahead because I want my meal first or you, but us to be in line together, moving, stepping together, receiving together. So then we're led, number two, by the culture and authority. Number three, by intuition. But I thought I could. It sounded like I could. It looked like I could. See, look, all of those still revert back to the five senses. Number four, most of us are led by our past failures. Circumstances that just didn't go our way because we didn't make the right choices. But then we get caught in bondage to making right choices because we lean on the world and not on God and of the Spirit. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See, you cannot look through our physical eyes and see the hope, the faith, all the things that God has for us because we have to now make a vertical leap. Ooh, Jesus. Now, that's another ministry. That's my father in the ministry. That's his program. His program is vertical leap, but you got to go up and down. You got to stop going horizontal, linear. You in a relationship with God, you got to take a leap up. You got a vertical. So as we vertical leap and go from the subconscious to the conscious mind, now we can start to make godly choices because it's not us, but he who lives in me. For this, I must repeat this every time. If we are going to make decisions according from our past, you will, brother and sister, never be any better than your past. Maybe there's somebody new here today that needed to hear that. But if you are doing anything that is connected, related to your past, that was not a God, because see, if it's a God thing and it took you to a next level, it wouldn't be your past. It'd still be in your now. See, but if it's something of your past that it just didn't fit right, and every time you try to do something, it reminds you you failed, and it tells you or speaks to you the words that may have been deposited into your spirit from your past, that past will always hinder you from making conscious choices because in remembrance, it tells you of how bad it was. And as the man of God said yesterday, we got to kill some stuff. The things of the past need to be killed because we're in Christ Jesus. We got to let some things die and understand, yes, there may be some heartache and there may be some hard times coming along with it, but the result will be, first of all, glorifying God in his goodness. Then secondly, we will reap the benefits because we live by not our will, but by his will. And when we start to think like him, it doesn't always make sense to us in our senses. You hear that? In our senses. Our senses always want to make decisions for us. And they always want to throw in the things from the senses to throw us off of where God would have us to go. But when we fight the fight, when we battle, when we strap it up, when we say, you know, enough is enough, and it's time to now go to war every day, every second, every minute, every hour, constantly, we are ready to go to war. This change, everything we talked about all week, our mindset has to go to an elevation of readiness. We must be on the alert at all times. This enemy thing is not playing. This spiritual warfare thing is not playing. The attacks are not playing. It's wartime. So as we war in step one with changing the way we think, there's going to be, you know, after that, six more wars we're going to go through on how to get prepared for. But we must understand the number one war is staying in line with God and having a divine relationship with him, allowing him to overtake this flesh and give us the strength to say no. Give us the strength not to go. Give us the strength to lay and pray without dozing off and falling asleep. Giving us the ability to speak a sound word that will now not come back to him void or ourselves. That's the power. Oh, yes, brother and sister, we have not been given the spirit of fear. The enemy from the beginning of time have used the spirit of fear when sin is involved. That was the first thing that Adam and Eve did when after they sinned and God called their name in Genesis 3. What did they do? They didn't run. They didn't go make the fig leaf underwear and stuff like that. What they did was they hid. But God says we have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, woo, Jesus. Now let's stop right there. Because the word says we have been given power. That was the number one thing that we have been given when we have been taught that we could take fear away, that there's no reason to be scared anymore. There's no reason not to be confident anymore, not to have your courage. Now we're going into birthright. See, the birthright of God gives us the ability to walk a different walk. We have a different look. We our mannerisms are different. The way we talk, the way our speech is a little more articulate. Yes, we still have a little street in us, but we now know how to speak where we can be understood, and we can bring it into the communication between others and understand each other. When you die, and understand that by this power that comes from the relationship with God, cannot and we must not stand around expecting something just to drop on our shoulders and give us this divine power anymore. We have to understand that it's up to our work ethic, it's up to our commitment, it's up to our willingness to die of self so something greater can live. John said it in chapter 3 and 30. He said, he must increase, but I must decrease. Meaning that before he'll ever rise in you, you must die. You must let it go. You must destroy it. Some of us have gotten so caught up in some things. Oh, Jesus. Some of us have gotten caught up in so many things from our past that we need some dynamite. We can't just kill it with a gun or kill it with a spiritual knife or take a bow and arrow. Some of us have some junk that's been hanging on to us for so long. And because of a repetition action, this isn't throwing stones. This is just sharing the truth that some of us have some stuff on us that we need some dynamite. We need some Holy Ghost dynamite to break the chains of these things that are holding us back from going to our now with Christ. Now watch this. We have been called, according to Pastor Hamilton's purpose, we've been called according to evangelist's purpose. No, the word says that we have been called according to his purpose. So if we've been called according to God's purpose, then our whole objective should not be about what makes sense to us anymore, but now what God speaks to us and reveals to us. Because when our relationship is intact with God, when he's the number one, when he's the only source, when he is all I can rely on, yes, we have spouses, and yes, he sends a helpmate, and yes, he sends a good man, and yes, he'll do this, and yes, but he still must be the divine number one source in everything that we do, or the other will die. If God is not number one with you and the things that you do and how you rely on him, I'm not taking away from you being a Christian. I'm not taking away from you've been going to church for 25 years. I'm not taking any of those attributes or any of those accomplishments from you. What I am saying is that when we start to follow God according to his word and his way, we now follow him exactly when he says follow. We don't follow him over the things that we're used to doing and how it was last year. If your celebration for Jesus' birthday is the same as it was last year, I encourage you to change it, because every now changes. We must become creative, and we must allow the mind of Christ that is in us to give us the ability to do his will. So this war, say it's a war. This war that has been waged between the two sides of the mind, the self-conscious, which is led by the flesh, the conscious, which is led by the spirit. It's reliable. God will not lie to us. He will not lead us astray. But here, when I watch this, that's when Paul taught us in 1 Corinthians that we had to be steadfast and unmovable. We had to stand. We had to be steadfast. And he came back in Ephesians and told us to stand. So we have to understand our positioning will now put us in a reliable zone. Say that with me, zone. See, today we're going to get, you know, we've explained that there is a war and that there are two sides. We understand that. But there's a place, there's a position where we have to put ourselves in. There's some work. Say that with me. There's some work. Yes, it is. There's some work. See, the work is that we have to develop such a divine relationship with God that we can now stay in the zone, that we can now be fully protected. You know, last week we talked about this prayer. You know, how many of us have been prayed, I pray a hedge of protection around and about you? That hedge of protection has been prayed over you. It is available. It is effectual. It will do the job. But when we must be in a correct position with God in our relationship to now fortify this hedge, we have to be in agreement with the person who prayed. Now we have to take ownership of the prayer, and now we have to start build our prayers around this protection, because that's the power of agreement. So now, as we place in line, there's some attitude adjustment. There's some way of, you know, we're doing that. We're changing the way we what? The way we think. So as we change the way we think, on the left-hand side of your drawing, where it should be the majority of the space, which is the conscious mind, it could be, on my drawing, it's an arrow that goes from up, down. It could be two straight lines, vertical lines. It could be a box. It could be something. But it needs to connect from the top of your egg-like circle to the middle of it, which is going to represent this zone, this place that we need to build that will keep us in connection, complete connection with God at all times. So today, we're in our thinking process, in our challenge today, we're going to go into the relationship building. We're going to get into the promises of God that we could be in relationship by faith, that we, by grace, in 1 Corinthians 15 and 10, that by grace, that in Ephesians 3:20, that he is in us, and that in Colossians 2 and 5 it says that it's through the Spirit Galatians, I didn't give this scripture earlier, was Galatians 2:20. That's by faith. And then we're going to go to, this is one of my favorite readings in the Bible, and I have many, but these two chapters, and we're not going to go through each one of them. We're going to just share a couple of highlighted things that are going to fortify for us that obedience is better than sacrifice. These two chapters have shown me that if I honor God by trusting his word as truth, it will give me strength. It will give me courage. It will fortify my birthrights and now let them be restored back into my life. The birthrights are confidence, courage, hope, faith, belief, and trust that God is the source of everything. When we now allow him to overtake us and now infiltrate us and come live inside of us, that means that there's nothing else that should matter. There's nothing else that does not solidify the fact that God must, it's a must that God occupies first in your life. No matter how good it feels, no matter how good it sounds, no matter how good it tastes, no matter how good it looks, no matter how good it feels in your hand or sounds or smells, God must still become first place. And this is another step. God's word must be final. It's just not an opinion. If there's just not another book written, God's word must become final in your life. There can't be an opposition to it. There can't be the word tells us not to add or to take away. In building this relationship with God, there's some standards that we must live by. And that's one of them, that his word is final. You can't tell me anything different or bring me something else that's not in this word of God I'm not even willing to give you my time and listen to. If it's connected to the word, fortified by the word, yes, we can talk all day long. Some people like to debate. We can debate, but we can communicate. And we can see where the middle meets and how to work together. But if it's not connected to the word, now this is where you become in a mindset that there's enough is enough of just taking his word or her word or their word, but being in a confidence that there's only one word I need in my life. God's word must become final. Now I know he taught us this in John, but it's a priority that we worship God and God alone in spirit and in truth. They must join hands in our lives, in our worship closets, in our praise services, in our fellowship. Spirit and truth must come together in worship. And that means that we are in a spiritual relationship with God, but not for show and for fashion and for what I sound like and what I look like and all, but because of the truth, honor him, the truth that we worship him. When truth and spirit come together, it's nothing but confirmation. Then we can see the roof come off, the windows of heaven open up, and now not only does heaven have to do anything, we can reach up and pull down blessings because now we have now given it to him. See, when we worship God in spirit and in truth, we allow his spirit and his truth to come overcome everything else. Because sometimes it just doesn't fit in our schedule to be there for this. Sometimes my job won't allow me to do. Sometimes it doesn't, the weather will look like it doesn't, not going to make it possible for me to do this thing. But when we get into the spirit and the truth of it, God will show us that it's possible. If we just go, if we just do, if we just be reliable on him, he will make a way out of no way. But, we rely on just the word of it instead of putting it into action through vision, letting our vision see it on the inside. Family, we must embrace the values of God it's life in itself. I don't know if you've ever been in a love relationship, but you know how you can embrace somebody and just feel the love of love of love? That's how our relationship and with the values and of the character of God, that we have to embrace this stuff and we have to make it personal. I know you hear me say that all the time, but we have to now embrace this, that it becomes personal to us. I mean, we must face reality. And reality demands, say this with me, reality demands confirmation. See, reality demands that if you were in my living room right now and I said, there's five chairs over there, and you only saw two. See, reality on the flesh, well, what you see in your with your physicals will now make you have to confirm it by seeing five chairs. But in the spirit, I know what God said, that if we just trust him, he's going to make five. Yeah, there's only two people sitting there. We don't need five. But God said, if I said in the spirit that by trusting him in faith, by speaking it as it's already done, that you would look in your physical eyes and say, no, Pastor, I only see two chairs. When I would say to you, I beg to differ because God has shown me he's bringing three more people. If he's going to bring three more people, he's going to put chairs there for them. See, that is the willingness to trust him and embrace what he says as being the truth. Now we just talked about, but we got to let it go. If it's hindering you from trusting, from obeying, and from doing what God is telling you to do, you must let it go. This isn't a statement to make you get rid of something or to edge you to do something. Or what I'm saying is that as we get closer to God, he is going to reveal the truth to you. Believe me, there's no other way. He will reveal. If you're seeking his face, you will find him. If you're asking for direction and you're staying focused and conscious on the things of God, he will send the answer. If you want to be healed and people have prayed for you, then when you connect with them and believe God that it's already done, you will be healed. If you want a job and your mindset becomes as if you're already working, and that you're walking around getting dressed every morning, getting prepared for that job, even though you're not going to work. But if somebody walks through the door, they say, oh, you're going to work? See, the mindset will now put us in a position of readiness that we don't think that we're defeated, or we don't think that we can't make it, or that God is not really in us, because now we get in a position that we take authority over the rest. It doesn't matter what it sounds like. It doesn't matter what it looks like. I am going to trust in the Lord with all my heart. We talked about that last week. Our heart, spiritual heart, is our mind. It's the thinking mechanism. It's our brain. And that's where we're at here, waging war, is that we must become conscious. But I will trust in the Lord with all my heart. Lean not on my own understanding. Now, here's another confirmation to the spiritual heart being the mind. Where do you gather understanding? In your mind. So if it's connected to not relying on your heart but on your understanding, you understand that spiritual heart of God is the one leading us. But I will trust in the Lord with all my heart. That means my spiritual heart, everything that God is.
Well, praise the Lord. Pastor Hamilton drops off. I'm sure he'll be calling right back in. Amen. Are you enjoying this teaching? Amen. Changing how we think. The Bible says a man thinketh, so is he. Amen. So we have to change the way we think. If we want things to change in our lives, everything started, begin, initiate in the mind. Amen. The mindset is powerful, amen, and that's why God gave us a right to make a choice. He said, choose this day, amen. God don't force any of us to change, but if we want to stay connected and we want to receive the blessings of the Lord, then we have to change some things. So hold on just a moment. Let me check him and see if he's back on. Amen. Just a moment. Okay, he's back on.
Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir, we can hear you.
Hello. Okay. Amen. I buy that one. But in the name of Jesus, that where we put ourselves in position, that we understand that we got to let it go. We got to kill that thing. Understand that we don't have fear. We must stand tall, family. We must stay focused. Remember, I was saying that we must wake up, we must move, we must, everything we must do with the mindset of victory. That I'm going to fight a fight that I know has already been fought, but I'm just going to go through and make the physical attribute so now my spirit can be aligned with me moving when God said move. We talked about this last week. Check History Channel. Check War Channel. There has never been a war won without an invasion. You cannot sit in your prayer closet and expect to win the war between the enemy unless we wage war, unless we go and take back what the enemy has stolen from us. It will not come freely. We must get, you know, the Bible says that we perish for lack of knowledge. Now look at all these scriptures that confirm that it's about knowledge, understanding, the word, the thinking, the mind, the spiritual heart. See, they all tie in to show that where we must work the hardest. Yes, we need to eat right so we can be physically sound. Yes, we need to work out so we can have the strength. But our main focus should be on training our brain. When we talked about last week, we only use up to a third of the capacity of this brain that we have. Scientists have done studies that said that we have the capacity to know the Encyclopedia of Britannica, the dictionary, the Bible, Guinness World Book of Records. We can retain all that information and still have 0.5% of what we need to learn more. So when God gives us a tool with such power, we have to now understand that it's not by us going to a normal college. Yes, we get smarter by getting different degrees. And yes, we can add and subtract and do geometry and trigonometry. And yes, we can sound educated. And yes, we can. But when we get into the education of God, we now learn what the word calls it as mysteries to everybody else, that we've been given a secret code to give us the vital, ooh, Jesus, to give us the vital information to be connected. Now, I know you got your Bibles with you, so I need you to open your Bibles, and we're going to go to the book of John. Not 1 John, not 2 John, but the book of John. And we're going to go to we're going to be back and forth between 14 and 15. Now, we're talking about today, I hope you drew your little arrow box or whatever God put in your heart to connect you from the heavens to your mind, the inside of your conscious mind. And I'm working on getting computer stuff and programs in order right now. I'm praying that by next week I'll have a drawing on my page that you can download and look at yourself and know where we're going. But as you've connected yourself from the inside of your conscious mind up to the heavenlies, we're going to be talking about the relationship building, the ability to go ahead and understand that we perish for the lack of knowledge. But not only do we perish because of lack of knowledge, we perish because of the lack of obedience. We perish for the lack of focus. We perish for the lack of commitment. We perish for the lack of diligence. We perish for the lack of love for one another. Now, as we go into the challenge and in the principles, we're going to understand that God is love, so do we have to be. That God God is good, so do we have to be. That there is life through, in, and through him, that we have to now be willing to give life to others also. So, first of all, in chapter 14, is a lot of, this is mostly Jesus. You see a little black mark here and a black mark there, and I hope your Bible is marked with the reds and stuff like that, but I got yellow and stripes and everything written over mine because I really done some in-depth studies here. I love the book of John, but John 14 and 15 really divinely will put us into a place of understanding that, first of all, is God in us that's the most important. And not only the God in us, but the God in us becoming fruitful through us. We must reproduce just like he reproduced. So as we get our mind in order, here's the way and the steps that we will take for change. Here are the steps for renewal. Here we're going to talk about the steps for transformation. Here we're going to explore the ability to accomplish what I started out to accomplish. And on top of that, we are going to talk about the growth of him being in you, not as just a guest, but as a source of energy, as a source of inspiration, of a source of growth, because now the power of God is in you. We can now feed on his anointing, that it should now build us and grow us into something different than we were just 5 seconds ago. Now watch what Jesus says. He's been quoted, but here, they have been going through some things, and this is the record of Christ giving them some comfort for all of their hard work and all of their hard troubles. You know, some of us have been doing this thing for a minute. It's not just an overnight sensation for some of us. Some of us have been following God and trusting God and doing this God thing for years. And we're still doing God's thing. But it hasn't been an easy road. It hasn't been peaches and cream. And it hasn't just been put before us that everything we needed to get it done was right there. We've had to switch some stuff around. We've had to get rid of some things we like so we can do what God has called us to do. We've had to get rid of vehicles and cable and the luxuries of this world so we can continue to do God's work. Well, the disciples had been going through some things because they had sown and tied in everything they had. They were willing to follow him wherever. And the enemy will come against your mind because he wants to rob, to kill, and destroy your relationship with God. So if he can make you doubt God, he can make you not believe God. And if he can make you not believe God, then he has gotten you where he wants you to be. Because he doesn't need any more servants in his army. He doesn't need anybody else to say he is the Lord of this world or to bow down before him. But what he needs to do is just take you out of your position with God. So first of all, he's not hating you anymore because that's what it's all about. He misses where he used to be. There's no changing it. And so now if he can take us out of that position, he can walk around happy as he likes because he's accomplished his goal. That's to rob, to kill, and destroy our relationship and our connection with the only God. Remember, it's final. Remember, there's no other option. Remember that we have embraced it as truth. So we must speak it as truth. We must walk it as truth. We have to live it as truth, family. So for all of us that have been through, watch how he starts this out in 14. He says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. He didn't ask a question. He was making a statement. He said, you believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have not told you. See, God is not going to lie to you. I go. See, don't be troubled. Don't be worried about what that is and what's going on and how it looks out there on the outside and the whispers that you hear in your ear or the music that's not speaking the word that is confirming it in your heart. Be not troubled. Just believe in God. You already believe in God. Also in me. Trust him, because in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have not told you so. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Remember, I was talking earlier that you know, we talk about God in heaven and God come live in me and maybe God leave. God, they all go together. God is that great that nothing, God doesn't have to go to anything. We all are following God. He is the most powerful, the most awesome, the most magnificent. Nothing has to follow him, or he doesn't have to go to anything. It's there. What did he say? He said, let there be light. He didn't have to go and hit a light switch. It was light. In every command, as he commanded, it happened. So as he travels, everything travels with him. He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. See, there is no question marks. When he comes in you, when we build this relationship of the power of Jesus in us, not just little old Jesus, not just my sweet Jesus. I'm talking about that powerhouse, that door kicker down, that synagogue tearing up, that Jesus that is going to come in you and put a fire in you that will take away and please don't take it like I'm saying, go out there and start kicking and breaking stuff in the physical. We're talking about a spiritual fight in this flesh of taking over, and that spirit of Jesus coming in you and that fireball igniting and you being able to worship him, what? In spirit and in truth. That when we read this word here, that it's final. Then watch this. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. And how can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way. Point blank. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the, what they say, Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the ingredient that we need to be successful. Jesus is the ingredient that we need to be more than. Jesus is the ingredient. He says, I am the way. The what? The truth and the life. Stop. If you want to know the truth, follow Jesus. If you're wondering which way to go, just follow Jesus. See, when he becomes the final word, when he comes that there's no other opinion, that he's just not an opinion, he's just not a way of thinking, that he is the only way. He is the truth and what? The life. So as his truth comes in you, so does his life. And he says, no one. He didn't exclude and give anybody a pass key. He says right there, he says, no one comes to the Father except through me. I know there's a lot of other get rich quick. There's a lot of get to heaven quick. There's a lot of this quick and that quick out there. You know, we are, you know, have been described as a microwave generation. We want that 10-second. Put it close the door, 10 seconds, start. When it goes bing, we expect it to be ready to go, ready to be finished, ready to be utilized immediately. And it doesn't work that way. You cannot circumvent the principle, or you cannot circumvent the process that, first of all, Jesus is the way. He is the truth and the life. But on top of that, he made it clear as day that no one comes to the Father except through me. He says, in 7, he says, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. What? By Jesus. So if Jesus comes living to me, I know the Father too. I know what the Father looks like too. Then Philip comes down in 8. And Philip says to him, he says, Lord, show us the Father. And it is sufficient for us. Jesus just said, he said to them, he looked at, I know, I can imagine the look. I have been with you so long. How many of us have been following this Jesus thing and we have not really got in a conscious mindset? Hey, no, nothing's wrong. No, you're just as good in God as you were before. But we're in a stage of enough is enough. We're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Yes, you've been faithful. Yes, yeah. You've been praying. Yeah. You've been tithing. Oh, yes, that is all. But see, in this season, see, there's no condemnation through Christ Jesus. In this season, we are just going higher. And we're understanding that the end days are coming. And that we got to prepare ourselves to get ready. So no matter what's been going on, it doesn't matter because it's in the past. No matter what happened, it doesn't matter. It's in the past. It doesn't matter what it looked like before. That's in the past. We want to get in our now, and we want to develop this relationship with God that we can now get in line with his word. His word is truth. His word is final. And as we go through this word and put it into the principle form, we'll see. It's workable. We can do this thing. We can make this happen. We can be obedient. And we can have what God would have for us to do. Now watch this. So then Jesus says to him down in 9, he says, excuse me, I have been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip. He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father? I mean, our belief, our eyesight, our spiritual eyes have to see him as the Father. We have to believe it. It has to become a mindset that there is nothing that could deter us, detour us out of what God is trying to do. Now watch this. 10, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak of my own authority. But the Father who dwells in me does the work. Believe me, 11, that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Or else believe me that for the sake of the works themselves, most assuredly I say unto you, he who believes in me and the works that I do, he will do what? Also. See, get ready. When you get in Christ, oh, hallelujah. When you get into anyone's crowd, when you let this mind be in you, see, let me keep it 100. You can't still be serving the world any. Your hedge has to be complete around you. It has to be fortified, certified, bona fide by the Holy Spirit that it is sound. Woo, Jesus, I'm helping you. Now watch this, I'm helping me. That I got to work on this hedge. I got to work on this relationship, that there are no sneak attacks, that there's no unknown entries, that there's no hidden keys. You know, some of us, maybe it's just me, but some of us have let people take our keys away from us, out of our sight. And not that people are dishonest, but you never know. Somebody could have a key to your house because of our unconsciousness, our unwillingness to go get the key made ourselves. We'll put our stuff in somebody else's hands and expect them to trust truth, but they're not in truth. Jesus is saying here, the key is in me, and I'm going to give you this key, but this key is so valuable that you got to take this thing so personal that you have to honor me with this key that you don't let nobody else in that's not worthy to get in. Yes, I want to protect you. Yes, I've trained to be around and about you. Yes, I've put my angels around you, and I've protected you. But every time I protect you, you leave your guard down, and you got to work on your fence. And it happens by relationship. It happens by increasing our knowledge. It happens by becoming more obedient. We must raise up our attention value. We must pay attention. See, there's three types of people, Heidi, in this world. There are thinkers, people who doubt, people who take time to, have a plan. The number two type of people are fillers. They go by their feelings. They're led by what feels good. The third type of people are actors. They just act that way. And then later think about how bad they acted and then feel bad because why'd I do that? Or to go by your feelings and then your actions. You felt this way, so you did it in action. But then later you had to think about how to get out of it because it wasn't of God. But when you become a thinker like God, and when you allow the mind of Christ to be in you, you now think godly and understand that when I'm patient in him, I can now feel godly. That will now lead me to act godly on the outside. So I don't have to think about what I did. I don't have to question what happened. I don't have to worry about how I'm going to get myself out of a circumstance or a situation, but because I've let this mind in me activate itself, and now through my relationship and through my prayer life and through my consciousness, this thinking godly will lead me to feel godly. That now I walk with a new step, a new walk, a new look, a new conversation. And when I'm faced with obstacles, I act different. When I go against this, I do it a different way, and I'm allowed the convenience to have a new way of living my life. So now in my relationship with God, I understand that I got to think like God. I have to make a stronger commitment. I must be more committed. Well, Pastor Hamilton, I worked this many hours. See, when we say you have to be more than you were yesterday, it can be 1 minute difference in what you're doing, but you're different. See, we want to microwave everything and make it happen where, well, I'm different than I used to be. No, you're not, because you have not went through the process of, yes, you changed. Yes, you've been anointed through the Holy Spirit to be different, but we must still work the process. We have to work this thing. It's going to take some work. It's a war. See all these action words? See all these words pulling us out of our comfort zone? See all these words telling us that you got to do some things yourself? See all these words that tell you sitting around waiting on something to happen is over? Sitting around questioning or doubting or not being willing to do what has already been done through this relationship building, through this bonding process of you and God in your attempt to become one with him. You know, it says, well, he'll sup with you and you'll sup with him. And then watch this. 12, back in John 14:12. Now watch this. It says, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And then he said, on top of that, get out of the mindset of what you've seen me do. Because you, it says, and greater works than these he will do. Because I go to my Father. Now watch this. You're going to do greater works. You're going to do it just like he did it. But then on top of that, when you get repetitiously perfected in doing what he told you to do, you can do it greater. It's going to take some work. Because why would he explain it as you would do it also, but then he said, and on top of that, you'll do it greater. But that little comma, that little and tells us that it's going to be some space in there that I got to work the process. I got to work the principle. I got to get busy. I have to get more committed. I must be more diligent. See, diligence means that I don't care even when I don't feel like it. I'm going to be diligent. If I say I'm going to fast with you for 21 days, I just can't do it on my own. I need a dose of diligence because I need to be diligent of the things I say. I got to be more diligent on the things I do. I got to be more diligent on how I act. Diligence. See, we got to be more diligent at this thing because now we've chosen to go higher. We weren't just pushed. We weren't dragged. We chose to go higher. We chose to increase our relationship with God. We chose to say that, yes, there is room for improvement. We chose to keep it 100 and say, you know what, I am not as good as I thought I was. We chose to get on the altar and sacrifice some stuff that needs to die in our lives. We chose to go to a different place in a different moment. We chose to go get in a different position because now it's not he that's out there in the world, but it's he that lives in me. So we've died of some things, and we've allowed God to now have his way. So you'll do greater works, but you got to work the process. Well, it says it right there. He says, the works that I do, he will do also. So, yes, you will lay your hands on the sick. And, yes, they may need some more prayer after the first time. But as you get perfected in the things of God and in the relationship with him, then it says you will do greater works than these he will do. Because I go to the Father. Whoa, Jesus. In 13, he says, this is through relationship building. This is the mindset you got to have this week, getting ready for next week, because we're going to go deeper next week into fortifying this conscious mind. In allowing the John 15 and 5 to come to life in my life, that he is the vine, that he is the source. Woo, Jesus. He's the root of all I need. It's going to come from the nourishment of Jesus. It's going to be built off of the foundation of his knowledge and of his word. But he says, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. Will, remember family, will is a promise from God. It's not a maybe. It's not a I might get to it. It's not a pretend. Will and shall from God, when he says it in his word, he has made a promise with his people that he will do what he said he would do. He says that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Look at that right there. It's a mission. He didn't want the glory. He just wanted the Father to be glorified through the Son, that now in the Son he can be glorified. That now in the Son, as we get have the Son in us, we can glorify God through our lives. See, we cannot stay in darkness any longer, family. The light of Jesus must lighten every day brighter than it did the day before. The light of Jesus must be illuminated, that wherever you go in his darkness, your light shall shine. That when this relationship and this bond and this connection with Jesus is evident in our lives through our practicing the principles of life, of truth, that now wherever you go, the light of Jesus is there. I know you've experienced it. I know I have. I've been walking some places in some churches, and I can see the one, Jesus is with, it's like a glow or like a force field, like a light that shines. That's what we have to have. Jesus. We got to have so much Jesus in us that there's no question. And I know we can get to that point. These are obtainable, that we can get to a position of excellence. And he's not just trying to get one of us in excellence, family. He's trying to put us all in excellence. There's nobody greater than the other, or there's nobody that can't achieve this. Anyone who is in Christ Jesus, that's where we started. 2 Corinthians 5:17, anyone can say, "And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. He goes into right below there, and he says in 15, he says, "If you love me and keep my commandments, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever." See, it's constant. But you gotta what? You gotta love. We have to follow his commandments. His word has to become final. His word has to become the only truth. No, I'm not taking away from books that have been written and inspired by the Bible. There is great lesson through example. There is great lesson what somebody else has went through. But if it's not substantiated by the truth and the word of God, I'm sorry if I'm hurt, but if it's not substantiated by the truth, which is the word of God, then I may have a question for you. All I'm saying, family, is this. Our determination, our dedication has to be so it cannot be nonchalant. We must take on. We must assume. Woo, Jesus. We must follow the steps that have been ordered, not by anything else but the Lord. We got to hear him clearly so we can see him clearly. Then we can ask him correctly, because we're knocking on every door. We can pray effectively because we have received the Holy Spirit that is where? In us.
In us. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Not because of something we did, or not because of something we said, or not because of what we look like, but because that's the truth of God. No more time for playing games and procrastination and allowing the things of God just to be dormant.
My God. Thank you, Lord.
Watch this. Now, we just learned you can ask anything in his name. But you must love God. And when you love him, that means he is number one.
Amen.
There can't be another option, family, that God must be the one that motivates every step we take, every motion we make, every word we speak, every decision we even contemplate must be led by the Spirit of God. Now we're going to go to 15. I want to read just a couple of verses here before I get into the last part of the drawing. Give you a little bit more to study. I'm going to put some stuff on the page tonight. Once we post the broadcast, I'll add some more study scriptures and things like that. We're going to push through this. Next week we'll end the brain teaching, and I believe we'll all be in line. But watch this, because we're talking about not what's on us, but what's in us. We've talked about building. Okay. We talked about being obedient. We talked about honoring. We talked about letting God occupy first place. We've established that his word is final. Now watch this. chapter 15. It says, I am the true vine. Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes it away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. See, we cannot continue to expect him to live in us and for us to not be productive. We have to grow in him. We have to get better than what we used to be. We have to now make decisions that prune off the old, that kill the things that are not bringing life. And then when we bear fruit, he'll prune us more. See, that there is teaching me that I must be productive in him, that there's no dormancy in this him and me and me and him. And then in 3 it says, yes, are you already clean because of the word which I have spoken? He says, abide in me, meaning you make the first step, and then I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. See, family, you cannot do it on your own. And me and you cannot do it on our own. And the 3 of us cannot do it on our own. Jesus must be the source of what we're going to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
And our thinking must be trained, ordered according to his steps, not our steps. Now watch this. He says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. See, you can't say, I worship God and not connect him to Jesus Christ. Or you can't worship Jesus Christ and connect it to God. They must be connected together. There must be confirmation together. And if the two are not being glorified, worshiped, and praised together, then you got to move around. You got to get in line with a different teaching, different principle. Because I know there's a lot of them out there that say, well, no, I'm a God. And, you know, I believe in God, but no, I don't believe in Jesus. Or there's some people that say this and say that. If they don't run hand in hand and together through confirmation, that's not the word you believe.
Mm.
Woo, Jesus. It says, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. He says, in 5, and this is where we're going to stop and do a little bit of a couple of little words here for you, and then we're going to go and see if there's some calls or something like that. But look, in 5, it says, I am. In the book alone, the word I am has been stated over 500 times. I am the vine. You are the branches. See, this is not a question type of conversation. This is a demanding conversation from Christ telling you who you are and who he is. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, I in him, bears much fruit, for without me, ooh, Jesus, you can do nothing. If anyone, see, there's that word again, he's not giving any special treatment. He's not giving you a special pass. He's not giving us a special position. He's putting it out there that if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. But glory to God.
Amen.
Watch this. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples.
All right.
See, when he's in you, you are his disciple. When he's in you and you bonded in this relationship with him, now you are called. You have been put in a position and given a title that you're a disciple. So as we understand that there's a war that we're going against the subconscious mind that wants to lead us by this world. as you go through your weekend this weekend. I pray for you that as we touch and agree and believe, that we get more to stay fixed on the things of God. No longer will we allow the enemy to deteriorate us out of what God wants us to do.
Amen.
I speak this right now. I speak this right now as a now word. As we go forth with the changing the way we think, and we're right on pace to finalize this next week, but you must win the war between your thinking. You must, as a matter of fact, you must wage war on your thinking. If your thoughts are not led by God, don't go by your feelings and don't go by your actions. Lean on your thinking. Let that mind of Christ be in you because of your transformation, which is a constant renewal. Now God can lead us in consciousness. Heavenly Father God, I thank you today, Lord. I just bless you, Lord. I'm so honored just to be in your presence, Lord Jesus. I feel you through every line, through every phone, through every computer, through every prayer. I touch and believe with you, family. I touch and agree with you, family, that he is activating, he's moving, and he's doing it in your life right now. I pray that as you've become conscious in him, that you will make that choice today to go higher, to go farther, to go longer, to do more of what's required of you instead of what he can do for you. I pray right now that as we prepare ourselves to get in battle, as we get ourselves in preparation for war, that we build this hedge of protection around and about us, and we fortify it with the blood of Jesus, with the Holy Ghost and the anointing, that it will be strengthened and unattackable. A fortress of the Holy Spirit. And I just pray right now that everything you ask in Jesus' name, given to you and put before you right now to do the work of the ministry. I pray right now that all your dreams, visions, and ideas, they come back. All your old dreams that were of God, that somebody said wasn't, I pray he brings them back. All those old businesses that you were thinking about, you knew you wanted to be that from a kid, that people told you couldn't do, I pray that he brings them back to you right now, because you're thinking, and in your mind, he can now set it in order and put it in season. I thank you today. I praise you today, Lord Jesus, in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Hello?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I was on mute for a second. God bless you, Pastor Hamilton. We thank God for that. Powerful word, changing how we think. Amen, amen. We have a few callers on the line, so we're going to open up the lines. I'm kind of pushed for a little time today after get my grandson, so we're going to open up the lines. Amen. We thank you for tuning in to Provoke Fridays with Pastor Edward Hamilton, our pastor and life coach. Amen. He does such a wonderful job, and you can feel the sincerity and also the passion that he teaches with. So we thank God for the man of God. We're going to open up the lines right now. I see Liberal Democrat, Prophetess Darlene, Sister Stephanie, and I think that may be Evangelist Evans on the line out of North Carolina. I'm not sure. We have a few callers still on the line. So God bless you all. God bless you, man of God, Liberal Democrat.
Amen, amen. I thank and praise God, amen, for Pastor Hamilton reminding us to stay connected, amen, as the branch, amen of God, amen. If you're not doing no fruits and whatnot and you don't see no gifts, you probably not connected. You probably ain't been reading. You probably ain't been fasting. You ain't been praying. So, amen to God. Amen. We thank and praise God. The man of God, mind, stay connected. Amen. If you a branch, stay connected to the tree. Amen to God. If you're not connected, amen, amen. Change how you think. You can't do it by yourself. Get back connected. Amen. This is a good word today. Amen. Amen. I felt that. So, God bless you for you saved somebody's life today. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Prophetess Darlene, God bless you.
God bless you, and God bless everyone. I am truly blessed by the broadcast, and I have been blessed on today. I have been provoked. I thank God for you, man of God. Continue letting God use you. Continue going forth in the Lord, and may God continue to bless you as you continue to teach us. I'm asking that he empower you even the more. And I just thank God for the word on today, and I just thank God for what he's doing and what he has done. But I want to say to everyone, walk by faith and not by sight. Continue to let activate what's in you, and continue to let God be God, and continue to stand on his word. I love y'all. God bless.
God bless you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Prophetess Dave, Darlene. Amen. We're going, I think this is Sister Stephanie out of Florida. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you guys. How are you?
Blessed.
That's great. All I can do is just say thank God for you guys. Just thank God for you guys, and I just thank God for my relationship with him thus far. But I thank him mostly because I'm learning how to hear. I'm just like learning how to hear, even in the midst of the TV on or from walking down the street, because I know God brought me here, and I know there's something he has for me, even if it's just to live, or just to let my light shine and remain silent, but I'm learning how to hear, and it's challenging. But I won't, like the minister was saying, you got to work this fence. You got to work that head. So that's what I've been learning how to do. And also I want to just thank you for reminding me to pray with my daughters before they leave out. Other daughter in Ohio called me about something. And I was like, wow, maybe that's the reason that the sister was saying pray for my girls first, because of what my daughter was going to tell me. So I just thank you for that. We get up and pray. If we're going to do that, I'm going to raise our hand in 60 seconds. I said, we got to pray before we leave out of here. So, I just, you know, thank God for you guys, and just keep bringing it on, because I'm excited. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
That's all I have to say. I'm done. Thank you.
Yes.
Amen. Evangelist, you still there?
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Stephanie. I'm going to, is that Evangelist Evans out of North Carolina? Area code 843. The last four of your number is 9555. Amen, amen. Well, maybe they don't want to say anything at this time, so we're going to go back to Pastor Hamilton where he can close us out with prayer. Remember, tomorrow morning, Elder Albert and Minister Billy Burns host our Saturday segment at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 7 a.m. Central and 8 a.m. Eastern. Their segment centers around testimony. So if you have a powerful testimony that you would like to share on the live broadcast, tune in tomorrow morning for Day Overcame. And also on Sunday morning, we have corporate prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We invite you to tune in for that. And stay tuned and get your minds geared up, where we'll start this 21-day fast next, not this Sunday, but Sunday after next, December the 1st. And also remember that telethon that we're doing on Friday evening, December the 6th, from 12 midnight to 6 that morning. We're lining up some heavyweights, some speakers, and even some prayer warriors that's going to be interceding and travailing in the spirit realm for us and our needs and our families and even for this nation as a whole. So keep those dates in your mind. Amen. We just thank God for all of you all tuning in for the rest, for the entirety of this week. Prophetess Darlene Davis and also liberal Democrat, and all of those that tune in Monday through Friday to participate and share in this broadcast. We certainly appreciate you, and we certainly don't take it for granted. Amen. So we're going to go to Pastor Hamilton and let him close us out with the word of prayer. God bless you all. Have a beautiful weekend in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father God, we just thank you today, Lord. We bow down, Lord, right now, Lord. We just lay before you, Father God. We just say thank you, Lord. We just say, Lord, be with us as we go forward this weekend, Heavenly Father God. Have your strength in us, Heavenly Father God, that as we trust you, Lord, as we believe in you, as we hope in you, as we love in you, Lord, that you will show out through us, Heavenly Father God. We make ourselves available for you this day, Heavenly Father God. Go forth through us, Heavenly Father God. Let our obedience, Lord, show that by trusting you, Lord, you are just who you said you are, the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. We worship you for that, Lord. Continue to bless New Destiny. Continue to bless Evangelist Bernard, Heavenly Father God. Be around and about her vehicle as she's traveling to go get her grandson, Heavenly Father God. No weapon formed against her will prosper. No vehicle coming next to her. Nothing come against her. But we pray for Sister Ruby right now, Lord, just for her diligence and her commitment to the ministry. Lord, bless her, Lord. Encourage her, Heavenly Father God. Enrich her, Heavenly Father God. Strengthen her in the name of Jesus. And for all of my other team members that I'm connected to in this broadcast, I just touch for agreement, Lord, that you continue to work through us in a vertical sense, Heavenly Father God. Continue to speak through us that it's confirmation. Lord, show us that we're doing what you call us to do, Heavenly Father God. And give us the next glory. Give us the next principle. Give us the next direction to connect in, Heavenly Father God, that you may be glorified. We thank you, Lord. We honor you, and we worship
you in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless you guys. Love you.
That's right.
Love you all.
Thank you.
Amen. We're going to close out with I Love the Lord by Whitney Houston.
Right.
Amen. This is a beautiful song.
Hallelujah.
I'm in love the Lord. God, we thank you. We thank you. Thank you for Pastor Hamilton. Thank you for all of our listeners. God, bless them. They have a beautiful weekend in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name, Jesus. Help me to bless that wonderful name. Whoa, no other name. Come on and bless that wonderful name. Help me to bless that wonderful name. Oh, bless that wonderful name. Oh, no other name. There is power in the name. There is power in the name of. There is power in the name. Oh, no other name. There is healing in the name of. There is healing in the name of. Come on, sanctified folks. Healing's in the name of. Oh, no other name. Oh, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Hallelujah, yes, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Satan. Hey, tell me, who can stand? Oh, when call on his great name, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, we have the victory. Oh, I know it's in the name of Jesus. Oh, we have. Hallelujah, yes, it's in the name of Jesus. Satan will have to flee. Oh, tell me, who can stand when we call on him? Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, we have the victory. Oh, and what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. All the angels bow before him. Oh, what a mighty God. Oh, and Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus is the God. Oh, the angels bow before him. What a mighty God. Ha, 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 ha.